Hi, this is Steve from Powering Your Potential, and this is an audio bite focused around the development of your organisation. Everyone has some level of organisation. Some people are very disciplined in their organisation, as they want to feel like they are totally prepared and under control. Others are less so, and are happy to go with the flow a little more. As you are listening to this, it means that you have highlighted that you are likely not as organised as you would like to be, as it has scored low on your self-assessment. This assessment is actually a first step on improving your organisation skills, as simply highlighting it as an area of focus for you means that it will naturally get more attention going forward. An organised person is generally described as being able to plan things carefully and keep things tidy. They turn up on time and are prepared for what they are dealing with. They generally know where everything is and can find things quickly and easily. If you spend your time constantly looking for your keys or your phone, then start to put them in a set place so that you know where to find them. Start to have a place for everything, and if you can, remove unnecessary clutter from your life. Some people can have different levels of organisation, being very organised in their work life and yet disorganised in their personal life, for example. Some people can be superficially neat and tidy and organised, while at the same time have cupboards that are a complete mess. The better you organise your daily schedule and tasks, the better you are able to concentrate on what needs to get done that day, instead of being distracted by things around you. Being an organised person can help you sleep better, especially if you have already planned ahead for tomorrow. You know that what needed to be done has been done, and you are ready for what is ahead. At the same time, it also relieves stress, as you have less to be playing on your mind or feeling pressured by what needs to be done. Organisation crosses a number of other areas of your overall development, from the to-do list to attention to detail, effectiveness and time management. They all have an element of organisation and need to have attention paid to them individually. Are you not allowing enough time to prepare or travel, which is why you are unprepared or late all the time? Did you forget something important because you didn't write it down? Improved organisation is the combination of a number of factors and is a skill, which means it can be learned, practised and improved. So as an action, write down a to-do list for the week and start to prioritise it. The things that come to mind first will likely be your main priorities. So continue to invest in yourself and power your potential.